Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Cameron Harold is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Cameron is a world-class entrepreneur. He's had many great successes, maybe a failure or two. I'm going to ask him about that. But he's also decided to share all that wisdom and all that experience with his clients, who are now his CEO clients. And he's written a book called Double Double, How to Double Your Revenue and Profit in 3 years or Less. And I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. Cameron Harold, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to talking to you.
Yeah, so 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It was, yeah. I was.
You're the man.
Operating officer.
You're the man.
I was the guy who helped figure out how to make it happen.
Yeah, so tell us about that.
Yeah, I joined one of my good friends back in October of 2000, and I was his 14th employee. And when I left,
October of 2000, that's an important date, too, because that was the same year when everything crashed, right?
It was the same year, yeah. It was a bit of a weird time to go in and start building a company.
How many people said, I know what you're feeling, but what are you thinking?
I'm sorry?
I said, how many people said, I know what you're feeling, but what are you thinking, right, after 2000?
I'm sorry, I'm disconnecting on the question, but...
Anyway, after the crash of 2000, you want to do another startup, you know? A lot of people would say, why would you, you know... Anyway, go ahead, what tell us what happened.
Yeah, we were very, very focused on our vision. We had a really clear idea of what we were going to build, and we made sure that we brought in some fantastic people to help us do it, and we just continually stayed focused on a three-year vision, building an amazing culture and attracting great people, and continuing to align those people. And when I left 6.5 years later, we had 3,100 employees. We were operating in 330 cities, 46 states, and we'd gone from $2 million to $126 million in revenue.
What was the smartest thing you guys did?
Focusing around culture and getting free PR. We really understood
Free PR. Tell us about that.
Well, the media needs to have a story every day. The media, journalists, bloggers, podcasters need something to talk about, and we understood how to help them with their content. And we understood how to position ourselves and give away really good value, and that continued to fuel our growth. We landed 5,200 stories in the media in 6 years.
Wow.
That's actually one of the core areas I cover in my book, Double Double.
So Junk, I mean, who knew Junk would get that kind of rating, right?
Right, no, exactly. Well, it was a very fragmented industry. When we started, it's not like it was a new idea. There were 17,000 independent junk companies. But there really was no national or regional brand, so we just took something that was very unorganized and put a very professional brand and systems onto it so that we could really accelerate that growth.
What was the dumbest thing you did, you guys?
Dumbest thing we did was not listen to one of our VPs. We had a very senior executive who was very smart, but he was very quiet, he was very meek, he was very shy, and we steamrolled over him because we were very strong, dominant,
and younger, and you knew more, right?
Well, we didn't actually know what we were doing, but we thought we did. So, you know, just by being very aggressive, we rolled over and we didn't listen to him.
What was he telling you that you should have listened to?
He's telling us to slow down and to be careful with some of our expenses. He's telling us to watch our cash flow and consider cash like it was our oxygen.
Right.
And, you know, we basically ran the business like we were running it out of our pocketbook. And we almost made some very, very serious mistakes.
Mm-hmm. So when he was saying those things, that sounded like he was just a crusty old grumpy old codger, didn't it?
He wasn't old. He was actually the same age or younger than we were.
Oh,
he was quiet. He was quiet.
Right.
And when you get a loud, expressive, dominant person who sometimes doesn't listen, the message can get very lost.
Mm-hmm. So if you're talking to people out there now who are trying to grow their businesses, how would you put all that together, the energy and the caution? How would you put all this together for them now?
Yeah, one of the things we do is in all of our meetings, we try to be the last person in the room to speak. We try to get the most senior person at the table to speak last. And we try to ask questions and get the newest people to speak first so that we can hear their information. We also use a post-it note exercise where we get people to write down their ideas on post-it notes and get each person in the room to read them out. And that way the louder, more dominant people actually don't speak or don't
So everybody has to provide a post-it note, and everybody's note gets read.
Exactly. We try to get about 3 ideas per person, and that way all the ideas get heard, and everyone gets equal time. And what ends up happening is the CEO starts to realize that their ideas often come out when other people say them, and they don't need to be the one saying it. They don't need to be the person talking.
That's a great way to build teamwork, great way to build a culture, a great team culture, isn't it?
Well, and the CEO's job is to grow leaders, not to be the smartest person in the room. You know, you really stunt your growth by trying to be the person coming up with all the ideas, but if you can be the person stimulating other people, getting their ideas out, and that builds their confidence, and it builds their confidence. So,
and see, you're describing components of servant leadership, aren't you?
Exactly, servant leadership. If you think about the 3 core leadership areas that Starbucks works with at their leadership team level, it's servant leadership, authentic leadership, and situational leadership. Those are 3 very, very core skills on growth. Business really isn't difficult. We overcomplicate it.
Yeah, and ego overcomplicates it too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. People sit down and try to become, it's partially that ego is there because we've been told all our lives we can't do something. So we need to have a little bit of that confidence. But when confidence becomes bravado, that's when you make mistakes.
When post-it notes aren't the right way to go, the magic question to ask someone, especially the quiet ones, is what do you think? What do you think about that, Harold?
Okay. Yeah, and what system can we put in place that can fix that problem? You know, if the CEO's role is to look at systems and systemic ways to actually grow the organization, that's better than having all the best ideas.
So when an employee brings you something and they say, hey, boss, we got this issue, we got this problem, shouldn't you just turn it around and say, okay, I hear you, thank you for bringing it to me, what would you do?
It's exactly what you do. You actually always get them to try to solve it for themselves. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that one of my big core models right now is I have an online group mastermind, and I have about 25 CEOs on every call so they can all learn from the other people's questions and other people's experience. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's even richer than one-on-one coaching.
Right, right. Give us a website, Cameron.
Sure.
What's your website?
Oh, the website is CameronHerold.com, and it's H-E-R-O-L-D.
H-E-R-O-L-D. CameronHerold.com. The book is called Double Double, How to Double Your Revenue and Profits in 3 Years or Less. Available wherever books are sold. Quick break. 20 after. Right back with Cameron after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Yeah, we dance. Time to my bebop, baby, at the Union Hall.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.